levels of power, and frankly, the city is worried. The startling point is that to put a jumbo under the harbour bridge is feasible.
We'd be preparing for flare down, which would be like a touchdown.
Get the shopping and put the jumbo under the bridge.
Sane or sick, if this stunt is successful, Ian McCrae will go down as a part of Australian folklore. If not... Keep listening for details of McCrae's jumbo under the bridge. It happens on October's final day, Tuesday morning, 1272 SM.
And what a promotion it was. We gave away seats on the trip, had a Qantas hostess to serve drinks, a British Airways pilot to control the jumbo. In fact, the whole city came to a standstill, waiting for the jumbo to go under the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Nah, there's no way the guy can do it.
I mean, it's just impossible. You can't do that.
Tomorrow morning, Ian McCrae will do it.
Put a jumbo under the bridge. He's off his head.
The pilot made this comment.
Oh, the hostess said.
In the pages of this country's history, will Ian McCrae go down as hero or villain? Find out tomorrow, the last morning of Rocktober, as he attempts to put a jumbo under the Sydney Harbour Bridge. 1270, 2SM.
And on that morning, a jumbo did go under the bridge.
1270, 2SM. Time is 2 to 8. And right now, as I speak, looking out the window, over the window, Steve, let's have some sort of outside sounds coming in. We're looking across the harbour, and the jumbo is now approaching the bridge. Did we lie to you? Here it comes, and what a beautiful sight. I mean, magnificent sight. The early morning sun glinting off the army grey colour of the jumbo there. It comes down the harbour toward the bridge. The Captain Bacco has the tail down, so the jumbo is approaching the bridge in what's called a flared angle, and there's boats all the way around it. There's a press boat about to launch out from McMahon's Point with the TV crews on board. There's crowds of people around the Opera House and the Luna Park side as well, having little champagne breakfasts. And here it comes now. What a sight. Who could ever imagine? How can I describe to you a great, enormous, huge elephant on a barge going under the bridge? Boo!
It is 8 o'clock and this is Steve Liebman. I've lived in this city for more than 10 years now and done my fair share of travelling overseas, but I don't think I have ever seen a sight more absurd than an elephant on a barge going under the harbour bridge at this very minute with a British Airways sign draped over its rump and a British Airways captain and a Qantas hostie surrounded by a flotilla of boats.
8:10, let's see how reaction is down there on the water and right beneath the bridge there on the land though, Barry Chapman.
Good morning, McCrae. We're going to send you on 2 weeks holiday with the Hon Nick just to recover from this, I think. The reaction was amazing on this side. People are going, never seen anything like it. Totally stunned. No one will talk to us. They don't want to know. They've all gone home to have breakfast.
8:12 and on the Opera House side of the harbour, newsman, I hope he's still alive there, Paul O'Connell.
I tell you what, Ian, if there are any rotten eggs and tomatoes around, I'd have copped them for sure. One woman told me she got up at 3 o'clock all the way from Mount Druitt to come and see an aeroplane come under the bridge, and she was most disappointed. She thinks you're a rat in a fink.
Across to the barge and on board, serving the champagne, Sue Byron, the lovely Qantas hostess. Morning, Sue.
Good morning, Ian.
What are your feelings on this historic occasion, Sue?
To describe. I just feel very excited about the whole thing.
How is the elephant enjoying his trip?
I'm not too sure about that. I think we might be enjoying it more than she is somehow.
Oh, it's a she, is it?
Yes, it is.
She hasn't done anything naughty, has she?
Well, I don't want to say too much about it because I think she's a little upset.
How are the passengers behaving themselves, our winners?
Passengers are behaving very well. Some of them were maybe a little upset at one stage, but they settled down very well. We gave them plenty of champagne and they're now very happy.
It was front page news and carried on all television channels. Everybody knew 2SM had taken them for a ride. Jumbo under the Sydney Harbour Bridge, 2SM's nomination for the best radio promotion of the year in a multi-station market.